Hello, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Now, Israel's war on civilians in Gaza has reached a new fever pitch, just you thought it couldn't got any worse, after the murder of roughly 60,000 civilians. Now, in April this year, they claimed that they'd killed 13,000 terrorists without providing any evidence, not saying they had their names, that they found them all with weapons and so on. So remember, they call just about everybody anti-Semitic on the slenderest basis, so presumably they call people terrorists on the basis of no evidence whatsoever. They defamed the United Nations RWA, a relief agency, as a pro-terrorist. Things are completely preposterous, which is rejected by the United Nations, by almost every government in the world, and on and on and on. So obviously Tel Aviv's got no credibility whatsoever. But they've now moved on to large-scale demolitions of buildings, particularly residential buildings in Gaza. So they are trying to bring about conditions to make life impossible, yet again meeting the definition of genocide, to kill a people in whole or in part, to bring about conditions which make life impossible, such as the willful murder of doctors, nurses, all hospital staff, the systematic destruction of the healthcare system, bombing almost every single hospital, almost every single clinic, almost every single school, almost every single, my goodness, what would it be, pharmacy, and so on. It's just staggering, it's utterly sickening and satanic, the level of cruelty, of sheer malevolence, of sadism, going out of their way to hurt utterly defenseless people. You might say it's indiscriminate, but it's not. They are discriminating. That's why they were so keen to murder physicians who might have been able to save wounded people, cutting off medicines, medical instruments and equipment for a long time. And they've allowed a bit through, just as they cut off food for weeks. And then they had the temerity to say that they'd improve their lifespan by cutting down on obesity. Please, I mean, how foul is that? That's like saying that some of these concentration camp survivors, walking skeletons, the Nazis had done them a favor by helping them to lose weight. I mean, wow, it beggars belief. Is there no lie they won't tell? Is there nothing they won't stoop to? Is there no end to their bloodlust? Just the bottomless cruelty of some Israeli politicians, some members of the Israeli Defense Force. I'm not saying that Israelis generally like that. Sorry to say, it's obviously got to be a serious minority. But there are some morally upstanding, physically brave Israelis who will say human rights, even they're willing to fight against Hamas. No. There is a limit. We will observe international law. We will obey a humanitarian law. Okay, no willful murder of civilians, no torture, and so forth. So they're obviously very honourable Israelis, and no praise is high enough for people like that. Israel has declared safe zones, people have fled to the safe zones, and then been murdered. Over 800 people murdered because they're waiting for food, deliberately shooting dead defenceless people, shooting dead little children because they're waiting for food, because you starve them. I suppose that you can corral them together because it'd just be less effort altogether. You know, dozens of children have found being shot in the head by snipers who've got a perfect image of them up to 3 miles away. They know they're killing kids. They're doing it on purpose and no mistake. And then having the nerve to tell us they're the most moral army in the world. You see the dehumanization of Palestinians. So by destroying these buildings, they're rendering these people homeless. So no shade, even in the punishingly harsh sunlight at the height of a Levantine summer. You see no shelter from the wind and the rain and the cold in winter. Wow. You know, no sanitation, having to urinate and defecate in public, no access to running water. It really is infernal. They have just turned it to hell on earth. You see what it's like. And every building has military assets, or, you know, the Hamas tunnel network, that's what they claim. Well, okay, a lot of buildings have basements and they have tunnels. They're bomb shelters in many cases. And they supposedly provided evidence that under certain hospitals there was a Hamas base. Well, journalists who are only pro-Israel shills were allowed in to see what the IDF wanted them to see, who may want to plant the evidence. Was there a Hamas base under a hospital? I don't know. But the onus is on them to prove it. And because they've lied so much every single day, surely you have to assume that they're lying about this one as well. So it's sickening. And they only allow in journalists, well, sorry, propagandists like like Douglas Murray, a highly intelligent, very gifted writer, and I've been impressed with him on many occasions, and I've concurred with much of what he has to say. But when it comes to Palestinians, he's got this moral blind spot. To him, somehow they're subhuman. No crime, no matter how foul, no matter how calculated against the Palestinian people, is wrong so long as Israel commits it. Israel can do no wrong. I can't think of a single action by any IDF soldier, any Israeli politician that he's ever criticized. And so treating Palestinians as subhuman by the grossly excessive violence which they visited upon a defenseless people, it is revolting. So Rafah has been just reduced to rubble. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, saying, we will break their backbone. We're at war against the people. We will break their backbone is no metaphor. Many people's bones and backbones have been broken by these explosions and so on. Wow, there's just so many tear-jerking scenes, heartbreaking scenes of wailing children, of children screaming in agony, and their parents are powerless to help them. There are no drugs to control their pain, of whole families wiped out, of parents lowering the limp bodies of the little children into graves. And you may say, what about 7th of October? And yes, it's horrendous. I've condemned that many times, the willful murder of civilians in Israel by Hamas. The IDF has done it 100 times more, 100 times more. And I knew they would, just like in 2009. So this is not a war. This is genocide. And Palestinians are trying to defend themselves and their families. No, that's not terrorism. What the IDF is a terrorist organization. They are striking terror into the hearts of ordinary Palestinians. They regard them as just chaff. Over 25 years ago, a prominent Israeli cabinet minister said they were lice. There have been many frank racist statements like that. They want to drive them out. They want to hold them in a concentration camp. The former prime minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, said would put them into a concentration camp. So it's just sickening. It's devilish beyond belief. Wow. Wow. The Israel cat saying it'd be a humanitarian city. The defense minister saying that. I mean, how humanitarian is that? The murder of 60,000 civilians, and they're not finished. And they don't want the hostages released because then it'd be a bit harder to justify this war on civilians. So destroying so many buildings, the attempted erasure of their identity, of their heritage. You see the pitiless barbarism of the IDF. The absolute wanton destruction of all sorts of buildings. You know, my goodness, it's terrible what they've been doing. So I'm furious. How can you not be moved to pity by all this, by the insensate brutality of the IDF and the Israeli government? It's just so, so cruel. And it behoves anyone, if you've got any sense of humanity at all, if you've got any common decency or morality, to do what little you can to raise your voice. And I reproach myself, I've not done half enough. The IDF has said it's destroyed 1,200 buildings in Gaza. Okay, there were terror infrastructures. I mean, for goodness sake, Hamas scarcely exists. You know, there's about 400 Israeli soldiers been killed in this whole conflict of almost 2 years after 7th of October. So they claim to have killed many, many times more that of Hamas. Hamas was never a significant threat to Israel. Yes, they killed hundreds of people on 7th of October. Hamas, which had no tanks, no armored personnel carriers, no jeeps even, no infantry fighting vehicles, no howitzers, no planes, no helicopters, no ships, whereas the Israeli Defense Force is armed to the teeth. It's got the most sophisticated military technology in the world, as they so often boast about their absolute accuracy of their weapons. So when they have murdered civilians, it has been on purpose. No mistake. They know precisely what they're doing. So it's utterly nauseating what they've done. Wow. It is such a plaintive story that this outright evil is taking place every single day in real time. And yes, there are bad things, terrible things happening elsewhere. All these people killed recently in Syria, attacks on the Druze minority. The IDF has aggressed Syria again. Syria's got almost no military to speak of, and Israel has still bombed their army headquarters and so on, illegally occupying even more of Syria. So you see how evil wins just so, so much. Goodness. And obviously, Palestinians have an absolute right to Gaza and the West Bank, but I do want them evacuated now, while there's still some alive. So do what you can. You know, to say show mercy is not anti-Semitic.